Wow. Welcome back to all our podcast listeners. I am Hikari, one of the hosts of podcast... Ulit, take two. I'm sorry. Take two! Oh, wow. Wow. Wait lang. Woo!
Wow.
Sheesh! Ay, ay sorry. Yeah. Siya naman 30 times na natin itong ginagawa hanggang ayun. Game. Sa pa. Welcome back to all our podcast listeners. I am Hikari, one of your hosts for tonight. And you are currently listening to podcast ng Row 4 Students, Tamang Kwentuhan, Tropa-Tropa Lang at Walang Plastikan. This podcast is powered by Anchor and Spotify. To all your podcast needs, you can go ahead and download that app to use it and start your podcast today. Maraming salamat po sa Anchor and sa Spotify.
This episode is also sponsored by Bilibili, your number one app for anime TV shows and gaming platform. Are you tired of annoying ads while watching anime? Bilibili's got your back. But with almost 1,000 plus of anime that is licensed, you can watch your favorite anime in 4K quality without any ads, anytime, anywhere. Also, if you are a VTuber looking for a platform to showcase your talent, you can go ahead and be a part of Bilibili B-Star program with fixed salary and generous incentives. You can earn money while building your support base with a lots of anime users waiting for you. Join now! Bilibili, 1 million dreams and 1 community. Pinoy Comics, Pinoy Creators, 1 community. Pwede mo nang puntahan ngayon for free! penlab.inc para sa mga dekalibreng kwento at sining galing exclusively sa imaginations, experiences, and mythologies ng Pinoy. Gusto mong makita kung paano tayo lumikha ng sci-fi, fantasy, comedy, romance, drama, or suspense? Punta na sa penlab.inc, Pinoy Comics in One Place.
Ay, sorry. So, ayun, thank you so much for the introduction and for the sponsor. So, for tonight's episode, for tonight's podcast, ay, bago pala ang lahat, ano, belated Merry Christmas pala sa inyong lahat and Happy New Year. So, for tonight's podcast, alam nyo naman or sanay naman kayo na ang nai-interview natin dito is puro VTubers or head ng VTuber, head ng corporation or ganun-ganan. Pero ngayong gabi, wait lang. Ano dito? Sorry. Sorry, kinakabahan. Ngayong gabi, makakasama natin ang isa sa magagaling mag-cosplay dito sa Pinas. And yes, isa siyang cosplayer. And kung maaalala nyo, kung dati na kayong nakikinig dito sa podcast, nung huli nating cosplayer na in-invite is si Ali McNuggets, which is nung episode 6 pa. So, sobrang tagal na. And so, ayun, let us welcome Valkyrie. Hello, Valkyrie. Kamusta ka naman?
Hi, I'm doing good. So far, everything's been chill. Very chill.
Oh my gosh, Jill, you look so pretty. Oh.
Thank you.
Sorry. Sorry.
Nadidistract ako.
So, ayun.
Should I turn off my camera, though?
No po. Inspiration for this podcast. Yes.
That's true. So, ayun. Kika, for the questions. Sorry.
Si Jerpy.
Ay, hindi ba? Sorry. Jerpy.
Ay. Pasensya na po. Nag-holiday break kasi naiwan ang pag-host namin last year.
Teka lang, ako yung part 1?
Yes, ito yung part 1.
Sorry. Ako pala part 1 ninyo.
Today's pijama, makasabok po kayo.
Sabi ko pa naman, ano ba itong mga tulutang? Ako rin pala.
Ako rin.
Hello po, Ate Val. Ate, okay na po ba? Tawag ko si Ate Val. Okay.
Yeah, that's actually way much better so that it's much easier for everyone to call my name instead of calling me random names.
Sige po. For my first question, more on introduction na naman po tayo. So, Ate Val, can you introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Angel Valkyrie 20. Why do I keep on saying 23? Sorry, because that's actually my name on Twitch. And I normally stream on Twitch as well. So, it's kind of like a habit of mine saying 23 after my name. But, yes, I am a previous... I'm actually... not active in cosplay anymore. Semi-active because I still cosplay from time to time on my own streams. But I do not attend events. I've been a cosplayer since 2010. So yeah, it's been a long time. So almost hi everybody.
12 years. 13 na. Nice. That's really good to hear. So speaking of your experience, let's talk about that. What is your first cosplay and ano yung huli? So, yung unang cosplay mo and huli, and what is the significance of that both character?
For my first cosplay, it actually didn't mean anything because I was... It actually started when I was in college. I didn't really know that there was actually a cosplay. And I'm not sure if I could say that my first cosplay would be... I forgot the name of the character from Final Fantasy 11. I don't know her name. But I did cosplay her and took a picture of her. It was so chaotic. And the very first that I actually showed up in front of people was Chun-Li, but improvised version. But the more formal one was Haruhi Suzumiya. And for the last... Okay. Yeah. So, the first one, it was actually just at the school. But the first event that I went to was Fantasy Quest. I believe it was either Fantasy Quest 1 or 2. Oh, it was 1. It was actually Fantasy Quest 1. And the first character that I cosplayed was Haruhi Suzumiya. And it was really fun. But, yeah. So it was really embarrassing for me at first, but... I guess the there's no significance really, because at that time I was just figuring out cosplay for the first time, and I was like really, really nervous, and I was actually, how could I say, it was kind of forced and also pushed to doing a catwalk on stage during the first time I entered a cosplay event. So I was literally like, oh my god, what am I doing? Am I doing this right? Am I posting the right stuff? Is this how I do this? Or this is so nerve-wracking. So yeah, that was my first cosplay. It was so much fun. And cosplay event. But the last one, I'm not sure if it was a Supergirl or if it was Rise from Tokyo Ghoul. Because from Tokyo Ghoul, I did cosplay that at an event. I don't remember which event it was. But for Supergirl, I cosplayed it on The Office. So I don't know which is the actual ending of my cosplay.
Ah, oh, kasi diba, sa mga events.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, yung unang cosplay mo, in a con siya or parang there's a outside event lang?
For Chun-Li, it was actually at school. That was the first time that I got invited to join a cosplay community group. We called ourselves Cosplayholics. It was kind of like a school...
Parang club.
Yeah, like a school club. That was the first time that I was introduced to cosplay, and I was like... There's such thing as cosplay. Oh my god, I want to try. I want to join. And yeah, that literally opened my eyes to cosplay, and I fell in love after that because I actually played a lot of games and I already am watching a lot of animes during the time. I am definitely in love with anime way before I even know that there was actually cosplay. So yeah. Ah, ba kwento, no?
Di, okay lang.
Okay.
We are, ano, Oo nga, no, as diba, yung, kasi ngayon, sobrang rampant ng cosplay community, diba, like, nung mga, nagsulputan na yung mga games. Before yes. kasi, anime lang talaga, tapos, kumbaga, hindi siya talaga yung parang on the surface level na, more on parang underground lang siya na, ay, may mga ganito pala, yung mga ganito, diba, tapos yung, ayun lang, diba, as in yung, yeah. kaya, no, it's, parang interesting to know, lalo na yung mga datiang cosplayer kung paano siya nagsimula. So yun, di ba? Okay. In regards to that, how do you choose or decide to do a cosplay? To do cosplay pala?
Or choose my character rather?
Rather than why did you join cosplaying community?
If it was regards to how do I choose my characters in cosplay?
Mm-hmm.
I always base my characters based on my personality because if I cannot act the character, I don't think I can cosplay well with the character. But some of my cosplays, there have been some memorable that I'm not comfortable with, but I still did them because I used to have a partner that was... he wants me to cosplay that character even though I'm not comfortable with it. So I have to go on what he wanted. But before
may mga sample
I met,
lang characters ka? Kano yung mga characters na yun?
One of them I remembered was Darth Talon from Star Wars. I don't know which Star Wars it is, but I know she's from Star Wars. I believe I've seen her in one of the comics, but I've never seen a movie of Darth Talon instead of the other than the Lego version of Darth Talon. Mm. Yeah, I can't really remember her that much. She's one of the characters that I did cosplay, but I'm not comfortable with. Before, I actually wasn't comfortable even with Conan. From Naruto Shippuden, but once I got to know her character and her personality, I was like, "Ah, oh, okay. She seems quiet, reserved. Okay, I can do that. I have that same personality from time to time. So I can hit this off. So with that character, I'm good. I'm not uncomfortable. And besides, she's wearing a robe most of the time. She's not, you know, she's not underdressed." So I'm comfortable with that character, but yeah, there are some characters that I'm not comfortable with, especially the characters that I don't feel like I have any personality that matches that character. That's the only time that I'm not comfortable with her, or the character rather. But everything else, I'm all good. And what was the other question?
Siguro not how, but why? Why did you join cosplaying community?
Oh, simple. Because it was fun and also cosplay actually helped me to be more open to people. Because before cosplaying, I actually used to be... I'm not gonna say I'm very reserved. It's more of I don't normally talk to people. I'm normally the person that's gonna shy away in the corner and everyone's in a group setting. And I'd be happy on my little corner over somewhere. But with cosplay, I can like communicate with people that actually has the same hobbies as I do. Because I kind of noticed that not everyone is open to their hobbies in anime because people sometimes see them as dorkish. So people tend to hide that personality or that, you know, that persona of them before, way back before. In today's time, I feel like everyone's quite open, actually more open than it's supposed to sometimes.
Oo nga, no? Parang before kasi parang uy, weird vibe pag yeah. nasa cosplaying community ka. But ngayon, parang as in, sobrang out and out na talaga yung mga tao ngayon na, ay, I do cosplay, gano'n. Parang proud pa.
Yes, grabe, that no, yung is ano. Right. Well, time goes by. We're not considered as weird anymore. But there are some people that still see us as weird. I cannot deny that because my
because totoo, I think hot take some no, because... at some point oh we're weird pero diba it's just well we become the norm na.
Yeah, it has become the norm for the normies. But honestly, even my brother thinks that we're a bunch of weirdos. And I can agree, we have our own weirdness. And I can accept that.
Yes. And in regards to, yes, totalaman pag-usapan natin yung cosplay community. How about if you have a community on your own, especially sa cosplaying tapos siyempre sa streaming mo din, how do you usually interact with your community?
With my community, it's very chill, actually. Ali.
Ito may testament. Si Ate Ali, diba?
Okay, okay. I'm here, I'm here. I'm like
part of the community that we're, I have currently. But Ali is one of the people that does go to events.
Yeah, I go.
Yeah, she they would sometimes tell me, Ate Val, come to this event.
And I'm yeah, like, we always do that. Like, ano nga pag malapit yung event, Ate Val, please, come in. Just naka-normy outfit ka, please.
Yeah, but I'm not so good with mask and a lot of people yet. I'm still trying to regain myself.
Yeah.
What's the name of our group again, Ali? As I don't know how to say it right.
It's actually Asudem. Parang baliktad na word ng Medusa. Yeah.
That's why I asked Ali for help because she knows how to say it right.
Yeah, it,
I can't.
Oh, yung bagong grupo. Asudem, yeah. Ba?
Yeah, yes, that's yes. Our group. And pretty soon, we'll be streaming again. I'm just not sure when, Ali.
Yeah, when? I actually don't know.
So we're still gonna figure that out on which time and date that everyone's okay with, so that we can get everyone together. So that's still being decided.
But para magkakaroon
we're mostly just chill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're mostly just because there was a previous issue. I'm not gonna discuss it further, but there was a previous issue that we had to end one community and move to the next. So moving forward to that, my community is just pretty chill. Everyone's been great, and most of the people that I talk to are actually on the US. And one of the reason why I'm speaking English right now is because I am currently streaming on Twitch, and my stream are.
Ako po, so going to speak in English now. So
no, and one of my friends is actually here, but I call him 82 because his name makes me confused sometimes. I'm sorry, 82. I love you. But yeah, that's mostly everything about that.
Okay, thank you. I don't have any follow-up question on that, so let's go ahead and proceed for the other question. Since you're a streamer, what games do you usually play?
I actually play a lot of varieties games. Most of them are old, actually. Not gonna deny that, because I might say it's new just because it's new to me, but it's actually not new. Recently, I've been playing Diablo 3 and Dauntless. Which games have I been playing other than that? I believe I've been playing other games that involves me gathering trophies. I'm sorry.
Parang ano, more on grinding, ganon.
Not really, because with grinding you have to like get stuff. I was usually into grinding games, but recently I've just been trophy hunting. I've been just
Trophies from Steam. Okay.
Yeah, it's trophies from PS4 because PS4 is the console that I use. So,
ah, yeah. Okay, yung mga ano, mga parang quest sa game na kapag yeah. nagawa mo to, ah, I got it.
You'll receive a trophy.
Oh, yeah, the trophy, silver, gold, saka ano.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the platinum for all the games that I have, but it's sometimes when I see it, oh my god, I cannot do this. There is actually one game that I'm still currently struggling to earn because the game is Little Nightmare, and the hardest trophy. Yeah, it is achievable, but it's hard because you have to complete the game within 1 hour and have no deaths. So
it's like a speedrun thing. Oh my god.
Yeah. So every time that I do a speedrun in that game, I'm like, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Why did I die? So yeah, that was one of. I'm still trying to get that trophy, but it's not going well for me. So right now I switch to other games that I can just chill. The newest game that I played is an old game, which is Black and White. I'm gonna stream that again one of these days. I'm just not sure when. But yeah, most of the games that I play are mostly random. One time you'll see me playing Dauntless, and the next you'll see me playing Minecraft, and then the next you'll see me playing a different game again. So it's actually quite confusing. And by the way, thank you very much for the follow, Mug. I can't say your name.
Hey, thank you for your follow.
Oh my god.
Hard to say.
Tagalog struggles.
Mang inaka? Mang? Naisip ko
rin yung
paminasal.
Hindi na halata. Hindi halata na gutom ka.
Ate, kumain ka na ba? Hindi ka papagutom.
Sorry.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry if I said it wrong, but yes, do take care. I'm sorry. Gutom na. I'm a little bit hungry. A little bit.
Uh-huh, a little bit.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Oras na para orderan si Ate Val ng pagkain.
Oh, by the way, it's actually Sunday here. Just to let you guys know from the US, it's already Sunday here at our time. It's 9:43 p.m. but I believe there it's actually very early. If you're in Central Time, it's 7:33 a.m. right now. But yeah, moving forward.
Yes, moving forward. By the way, thank you. And for my last question, Ate Bal, do you do cosplay while streaming?
Yes, I actually do. Mostly when me and Ali and the group are all together, we actually do that a lot.
Yeah.
On. We did it on Sunday stream, so that's Monday morning from everyone in the US before. That was last year.
What are the samples of characters, if you don't mind me asking?
Red Riding Hood, Coco from... Oh, I think... Oh, no, it's Miguel from Coco. Yeah, those are the characters that I remembered so far. The rest, I'm not so sure. I did cosplay a cat, even though there was no character based on that cat. Because yeah. I actually do face paint, so... Yeah, that was fun.
Thank you.
Mostly just simple stuff.
Ah, okay, so yung mga madali lang ano. Okay, thank you so much.
I don't want to be hard for myself.
Ah, I see. Pero ano, yung kadalasan, napakano tuloy ako papalap, question tuloy ako. Yung ano, what's your preparation time? For example, nag-stream ka, tapos you are going to do cosplay. Gaano katagal yung preparation time po kapag when you are, yung, di ba kasi, syempre, kailangan pang makeup, kailangan pa ng outfit.
Yeah.
What is your usual preparation time?
funny thing about that is that I don't really have any preparation time sometimes, because I sometimes do my makeup on stream so that everyone will know how the process is. But there are also times that 1 hour is actually good enough for the preparation that I normally do. But most of the time, I show everyone on my stream what the heck is happening, or how I put this and how I put that and so forth. So yeah, that's... Yeah. That's all I can say about that. I have no actual preparation time. Something less than 1 hour.
Thank you for that one. And yes, I'm going to call my BFF. Siya na po ang rare level sa Neko. Let's go ahead.
Neko!
Hello. Dun po sa mga nanonood kay Valkyrie, sorry po, magtatagalog ako.
No, it's fine. Just use Tagalog. It's fine. As long as they could understand me, it's fine.
Okay. Pero English naman yung question. So for my next question, for my first question, how did you discover about cosplay?
Yeah, that was actually, this answer is actually similar from my answer earlier. Is I discovered cosplay while I was in college. That's how I first discovered cosplay, is because of the Animeholics group. And I was like, yeah, okay, I would definitely want to try that. And after that, my cosplay days have been with them. And then after, well, getting off college, I just continued on even without them. But yeah, they are basically the ones that introduced me to cosplay, which was my school from way back. I don't even remember the day or the year.
Sige, maalala mo yan.
No, I don't think I can remember. But yeah, it was far back then that I discovered that cosplay is really fun, and I loved it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Parang gusto ko na rin mag-try. For my next question,
what if?
Medulas.
Uy, wag.
Okay, yun ah.
How did you decide na, kunyari, how did you decide that you wanted to do cosplaying?
I actually decided that when I first found out that there was actually cosplay. There was actually a thing called cosplay, because before I used to just cut my hair the way that the character that I want is, her hairstyle is, because before I didn't know that there's actually a thing called cosplay and I could actually like be the character. Mm-hmm. I didn't know there was such a thing back then. And what I would normally do is, because I'm really shy way back before, I'm no longer that shy. I guess I'm a little bit shy here and there, but I'm not that shy. So what I would do is I would cut my hair in the way that my character or the character is. And sometimes I would even like get some clothes from my wardrobe and wear the same, the same outfit, not entirely the same outfit, but similar outfit to the character that I wanted to do or want to be. Then, yeah, when I found out there was actually cosplay, I was like, I can actually do the things that I want. Oh my god, this is a dream come true. So yeah, that was what basically drove me into pursuing cosplay.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was a childhood dream.
Ako mukhang, ako kasi nagkaka-interest na rin ng konti eh. Mukhang malapit na.
Push pa
natin. Pilitin na natin. Pilitin na natin siya. Push mo na yan.
Push. force him to go to an event as well. Oh, do you go to events?
Yes. Kasama ko sila. Yan, sila. Lahat, I mean, yung iba dito. Sila, Ali. Yan.
So yeah, you should be persuaded to actually. It's fun. It's really fun. And you get to be Insta-famous sometimes. You know, there are times that you will get swarmed up by a lot of people because of your character. And there were actually a lot of times that we've been swarmed up by a lot of people to a point that we can't actually go to the restroom or even eat. It was crazy. It was really, really crazy.
I felt that.
Yeah. But it was funny. It was funny and fun at the same time. But it was a little bit of a hassle because we were hungry at the time. Or we were, I need to go to the bathroom.
Sometimes I have to time myself to my friend so I cannot, like, parang hihilain. Ate, have a picture. Yeah. Ate, can I get a picture with you? I'm hungry, Mabuda.
True. Yes. Every cosplayer feels that way. From time to time. Not all the time, though. Mm. Ali can relate. You should also try. You should also try.
Neko, can you cosplay ka na rin, ha? I will give you, I will let you use my, what are my cosplay costume. If you want the maid one, I'll let you.
I go, bet yan. Oh, bet. No. Bet. Mm-hmm.
Let's make him a trap.
Yes.
Bagay sa character mo na ito.
Need V8.
Need V8? Oh my god.
So, do you have any collab plans once you come back to cosplay?
If ever we can discuss it with my current group, with Ali and the rest of the gang, I guess if we have. But for now, I'm just chill. I'm just chilling here. Not yet ready to open up. Not yet ready to be blossomed.
Oh my god. I mean, ate, you can take a lot of time lang. You got a lot of time pa rin. We will wait for you, but we cannot wait to see you in cosplay!
yeah, it depends. It depends. Mm. Currently, the plan is... Depends.
It depends, yes.
It depends.
Yeah. So moving forward.
yeah. So kanina kasi ang tawag dito. I heard that you while you cosplay, you're actually in character sa kino-cosplay mo. So on the scale of 1 to 10, how is difficult to maintain a character while cosplaying?
If it's a character that I actually picked myself, it's 10. But if it's a character that I'm not comfortable, I'd say 5 over 10. Because I might break out of character a lot. But if you're into a character and you literally are kind of like one with the character, sometimes you don't really have to act anymore. You just sometimes become her or become the character that you are portraying at the time. And sometimes it's funny because it feels like you're actually the character itself to a point that you literally just lost yourself in the character. So there are those times. I know Ali could also say the same for some characters, right, Ali?
Yes, I don't really like cosplaying, like, you know, parang cute characters. Like, same place sila, pero ang cute, kawaii, stuff like that. No, I cannot do that. I can only do, you know, mommy vibes, you know? Hindi lang ko ayaw ko. Ayaw ko yung maging cute lang ako. Gusto ko sexy. Something like that.
Uy.
Uy. Uy. Baka naman. Ay.
Ay.
Ay. Sorry, sorry. Ay.
So, ayun. Siguro kung in-character din ako sa pagko-cosplay ng maid, no? Siguro sabihin ko, Ani-chan! Okay. Hoy! Have you joined?
Nakarecord yan, di ba?
Oh, shit. Oh,
yes,
pala.
This is actually recorded.
Okay, may bago yes. na akong alarm clock. Let's go, Neko! Oh, no.
have you joined a cosplay competition? Or are you planning to join?
I did once, probably. I don't remember when. But I have no plans because recently the competition has been, I can't say, yeah. I can't say that I'm comfortable with competition since that I am one of the persons that hate competitions and I'd rather be just on the chill vibe. I literally hate competitions, even in games, actually, to tell you the truth. So every time that my friends would ask me, hey, let's play this, let's play a PvP game, and I'm like, I'm good. One of the only PvP games that I actually do enjoy is Among Us.
Among Us ang tanong.
Yeah. And I am actually encouraging Ali and the rest of my gang to play it with me sometime. Someday.
When
we're all free.
Free na lang.
When is everybody free? When? That's the main question there, Ali.
Ayun. We can talk about it in our DC na lang. Siguro after yep. this stream. Yes. I will ping everyone. AU, let's play Among Us, win. Yeah.
Ah, sorry. Kinakabahan pa rin.
So, hindi pa natapos yun? Akala ko kanina na yung kaba moments.
Lagi ako kinakabahan sa podcast. So, ayun.
Okay.
What is your what is your best experience in your cosplay?
My best experience would be
in cosplaying, sorry.
Just being with friends on cosplay is actually very memorable and a very good experience for me because without my friends being there, I don't think I can be as comfortable as I am now. In cosplay, because yeah, I'm one of those people that I'd rather be with one. It's either one of my friends in the cosplay or with my friends in cosplay. Generally, I don't want to be alone on events. One of them is because sometimes I feel, even though there are a lot of people there, yes, you can talk to different. New people, but sometimes it can also feel a little bit lonely if you're alone.
Yes,
true.
Even if there's a lot of people like taking your pictures and being like, can I please have your picture? Can we please do this and do that? But yeah, at the end of the day, it's not that fun if you're not with friends. So for me, that's one of the best parts of cosplay is getting to meet new people with the same interest and getting along with the same anime that you all will enjoy. Yeah. This just brings
so,
happy memories. Moving forward.
Ano ba yan?
Nasaan ulit ako?
Ay, nako.
Sorry. Ano naman?
ano naman? Ano?
What struggles?
Ano? Ayun, what struggles did you experience in cosplaying?
Oh, one of the struggles are sometimes when your outfit or your costume is not well prepared, you tend to lose stuff.
Ayun, yun lang.
So there are some moments where you feel like you might get naked. So you'd be like, guys, cover me. Natanggal yung ano, guys. Shit.
Man.
There are those moments, actually. There are a lot of those moments, especially when you're cosplaying a character that actually has armor set. Those were the struggles. And, like, getting out of it is one of the struggles as well. And also, when I cosplay a character that I have to paint my back, that's the only struggle that I have, is because I cannot reach my back. Well, I can reach it, but I can't see it. So, I have to ask a friend, hey, can you paint my back like this? So, yeah. Those are just the minor struggles, I think. Oh, I guess one of those... No, I don't really think I can consider it as a struggle, because you can avoid those people. Because there are some people that they're way too touchy.
Oh.
Taking photos with you. So, I guess for some cosplayers, they are a struggle in avoiding those kind of people. Because one way or another, some cosplayers will get a little bit harassed in some way. But for me, I just brush it off. But yeah, I can see that as a struggle for some cosplayers.
So, did your family and/or parents support you on your cosplaying career?
No. They actually did it. The only time they actually agreed was when my brother joined. Yeah. They're not really that supportive. So most of the characters that I have are all from my allowances. Yeah, I don't get that.
I felt that.
They do.
Don't worry, Ate.
Me to go out, but most of the time they would decline it. Not unless I go there and be like, Mom, can I go to this event? Even though I'm already there.
I love.
So they don't have no choice.
You have no choice. I'm already here.
No choice. I'm here now.
Yeah, those are some of the things that I do. Guys, don't copy me.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It's very bad.
Yes. Please inform your parents of where you're going before going there. Don't copy me. I'm a bad influence.
Thank you for
thank you for
the hey, that doesn't work on all parents. Some parents will beat your ass. I know one of my cosplay friends actually had a parent like that. It was really toxic. But yeah, kids, don't do that. Don't do that, not unless you know you have somewhat of an understanding.
So how do you feel when you started your career as a cosplayer?
I feel nervous. I was like, am I doing this right? But then after a while you're in the event, you actually forget about all those nervousness, and you will trust me when I say that you will start to enjoy it. It's really fun, and it's very interesting.
Actually,
my brother actually is not a cosplayer, but he did join and he was, this is fun. But yeah, he didn't get devoured by cosplay, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah, he stopped when he... I cannot say that aloud. Yeah.
I'll just censor that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. That was the reason why he didn't get devoured, but I think he'll love it if that didn't happen.
Yeah. Well. It will be like
while it lasted.
Oh my god.
Yes, please censor that part.
Yes, I will censor that. Don't worry, I am gonna edit this.
But moving forward.
Yes.
Okay. So for my last question, how do you prepare for before cosplay events?
Actually, before when I prepare, it was more or sometimes on the spot, or I'm already wearing the character when I go to an event. It depends, really. If my character is really easy to carry, I would just normally just go with some of the clothes of my character on and then bring it with me, because I don't really like carrying heavy stuff. That's way too much of a hassle. I believe one of the most hassle that I've gone to an event was when I was wearing an armored cosplay.
Oh.
And I don't want to remember that. It was interesting, but not that much fun for me because of the price. And
I don't know. I think I know this, but I will never ask it
for a reward.
Yep.
I will never ask for a reward.
No. Yeah. I will not. I'm a good person. Don't worry.
Thank you, Ali.
Love you too, Ate.
Hi, sleepy.
So that's all of my questions. I will be passing the mic to Panino.
Yes.
Ano ba yan? Tiyan lang ko sino.
Nako.
Sorry.
Oh, ako ni kasunod. Ano ba yan? Wait lang, let me turn. Yan. I have opened my camera now.
Ay, Diyos ko, mami.
Okay, I want to enlarge this. I want to enlarge
this. Why are No. You're the spotlight here, not me. I'm just an interviewer.
But still, I want to enlarge this. This is a good view right here.
Oh my god. Anyways, we go to the part three of our interview, controversial topics. Let's go with the first question. Did you experience the bad sides of cosplaying, like cancel culture, the mentality, etc., something like that?
Yeah, I think I did. I'm not really sure what crab mentality is, to tell you honestly. I keep on forgetting what it is.
Ano nga pala yung crab mentality, pre? Ano yun, guys? Sagot nga kayo. Hindi ko na... Parang
pakipagod,
guys.
Ano yung parang magiging crab ka, Dechar? Ano yun? Sakit yun. Sakit yun ang katang.
Oh my god. Ano ba yun? Ang isip pala si
Mr. Crab, ano, ng utak sa katang. Crab mentality.
Oh my god.
Hindi, yung crab mentality is parang you're on the top of your success then. Yung mga tao sa paligid mo is pulling you back.
Oh! Yeah. Okay.
Well, there are people like that in some, but most of the things that I've encountered before was more personal. unfortunately. Ooh. Yeah, people back then were way things way more personal than the normal crowd mentality nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the things that they do are really directed are at you. And
yeah.
I have been with people trying to like ruin my name.
Oh.
Yeah, there has been some incidents like that, which I'm like, I'm not doing anything wrong, so why should I get affected?
Yeah,
I did encounter those stuff. There are also some. Okay, I'm just gonna say it bluntly. There are some perverts that are kind of open to what they want before in costume events. They would be like, I want you to wear this and wear that. You should wear this and wear that. And you'd be like, ah.
Decision yan, girl.
It's not like I'm gonna make that decision. I'm just literally nodding. Ah. Yeah, that seems nice. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. But unless yun lang sagot mo para hindi lang umano. O baka mabastos pa. Oh my God. Pero maliri kasi mahirit sila. Ganun.
I even remember there was someone that actually he was boasting to everyone that I was together with him even though I wasn't. I was like, what the fudge?
Oh my God, that's so sad.
That actually happened. And it's funny because all his targets are actually more gorgeous than I am. I'm not saying I'm gorgeous, but
yes, you
his
are.
Targets are
yes.
Beautiful girls. Like really, really beautiful girls. His targets are every single beautiful girls, and he would like take a picture with them. But I was wondering why he decided to like spread a rumor that we were together, even though we're not. I was like,
I hate those dudes. Parang ano? Gumagawa ng sarili fantasy mo.
Yeah, and even my friends were like, oh. Do you know the new news about you? But what? You were together with this guy, and he was even showing us your picture together. And I was like, okay. Sure, he has my photos, but with just one photo, he's gonna pretend that we actually have a relationship other than being just cosplayer and a normie or a friend, whatever, or acquaintance, I guess. Yeah,
oh.
I don't know how to say. Yeah, because I know him because he also goes to events, but we were not that close.
Like actually, every time there's like a random dude or strangers na magpipicture sa akin. Nervous din ako. I felt you din kanina, sinabi mo. Pero at the same time, scared din ako kasi baka, you know, something like that will happen. Possible, small chances, it might happen. Like, they're gonna post in social media, this is my girlfriend, media, pero hindi naman talaga.
Yeah. You have, it is true, 82, you have to stand up for yourself and really, you know, say that, hey, I actually told that guy that, what's your deal? Why are you telling everyone that we're a couple even though we're not?
Oh my God, Bars.
Here's the funny thing. He has been in a lot of cosplay events, and most of the time that he would ask a photo of me or other girls that I'm friends with that are also pretty, he would usually like put his arms around us, and normally that's fine. But it gotten to an extent where it's not fine because he's making up stories that are lies.
Oh,
and we were like, why are you telling this stuff even though they're not true? Do you want something? Do you want to get... What do you want to gain from this exactly? So, gusto yeah.
Niya ako,
yeah.
Gusto niya ng attention. Parang gano'n. Gusto niya lang makakuha ng attention sa ibang tao. Kasi mga ganyan talaga eh.
Yeah, and it's funny because most of still, these targets yeah. are really people that you won't believe that know him. Because they are like, she's here and he's like here.
What? So,
no, honestly, it was that bad. It was that bad.
Oh
no
my
kidding.
God.
So everyone just was everyone that know me was just laughing it off. But some that doesn't know us, like the normies that normally go to the cosplay event, they were like, really? Because there are some couples that I have no objection with this, but there are some couples that there are like your boyfriend is so gorgeous and you're like average, and there are some couple that your boyfriend oh my god, he's a guy sent from heaven, and you're like, I'm just below average looking. There are some people like that, and
I actually agree with that.
Yeah, I actually saw some couples. Sometimes when I see those kind of couples, I feel like, oh my god, they're like an anime version of. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna say it.
That's like, reality, actually. Yan talaga sa life, may mga ganyang couples. They're like couples na like 10 over 10, both silang 10. Minsan, yung isa, 5, 6, something. Ganyan talaga. I accept that sa mga ganyan. Ako nga, parang 5 ako, dede.
No, you're a 10. Ali's a 10.
Agree ka ba, Ralph?
Yes.
For me, Ali is a 10.
Oh my god.
What?
Ay! Sana all po.
10.
Ba't kayo ganyan? Oh my god. Anyways, let's go to the next question. Napatigil tayo sa one, ah. Okay, next question. What can you say about the current state of the cosplay community, ate? It's like more on, you know, PDF issues. I cannot say the word, but it is a safe word for pedophile. Sorry, I'm gonna censor that. It's PDF issues, sexual harassments, unsolicited messages, something like that. Yung mga kumakalat na chismis like that sa community natin. What can you say about it?
Sad about those stuff because before it was just like it never gotten to a point where someone was arrested for it, or it never has gotten to a point where it cannot be talked over. So
yeah,
I actually feel so sad about that. I guess one of the things that contributed with that is cosplay nowadays are becoming more open, and unfortunately our country is not, unfortunately it's not that open as we expected to, because remember in the US, even if they're like just wearing like a bathing suit on event, it's just fine, but here in the Philippines, it, you will get offensive comments, you will get people that are just thirsty, as people call them, and there are a lot of people that are abusive to those type of cosplayers.
Yes,
although I do get that it's how one or more cosplayers are, that's what they're comfortable. That's the level of their comfortability-ness. So I get that. I respect that. But not everyone is open to that yet in our country, unfortunately. So with those, I just feel a little bit sad that that's happening. And mind I remind you, there are stuff that should be just disclose with just you two, and there are things that you can actually do in public.
Yes.
So with that, I'm literally just sad and shocked with how things are turning up.
No, actually, there's like an issue before around last year. It's there's like a cosplayer here, nag-cosplay ng Dora, but they did like something nasty to that character na hindi naman talaga dapat. Ganun yung character. See, yung character ni Dora, parang childish character, like friendly, ganun. Pero siya, yung ginawa ng cosplayer, he did some, they did some nasty things. Like, bringing those, this kind of toys to the event. Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. I actually saw them in real life. Together, you know, okay. Together with Meg. Yep.
Uh-huh. Those are some of the cosplays that should be kept private.
Yeah, not kept like private or maybe just...
Just open it yep. there. Sure, yeah. From those.
There are a lot of things happened. a lot of things happen in the cosplay community.
Oh dear.
Yeah, so yeah.
I think this is one of the reasons why I'm still a little bit scared to go open on events right now.
Yeah, you can take a lot of them out there. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. We can ask you the question na lang if you don't wanna tell it. I'll
that's
just
fine,
ask.
Fine.
Okay. The next question is, what makes you stand out? What are the things you can do to stand out as well? Is it like you're gonna cosplay underrated stuff? What?
No, I cannot do cosplays that are way too. I can do some cosplaying that are a bit revealing, but not too revealing. But it's just being loud.
Just be loud.
Yeah, just be loud. Oh my god. Everyone, I'm here.
Like one of the chaotic cosplayers or cosplayers.
Every time that you're in an event, scream your friend's name.
Oh my god. I mean, it's the easiest way to find you. Just scream. We will find you.
But yeah, I don't normally like to stand out. I normally want to be in the background. Not unless I'm taking a photo shoot.
Okay, well, just stop along. Chill cosplay. I just wanna cosplay for fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's
okay, I don't know what you're gonna say about this next question natin, but it happened in the community na rin. So ito, next question. What can you say about the minor cosplayers who do 18 plus cosplays? Like, you can just give advice na lang.
Well, my best advice, those minors that cosplays, make sure to say no to a lot of people, and make sure to bring someone with you whenever you go to an event, because there are still a lot of perverts here and there, even though some are just hiding.
Mm-hmm.
All perverts in our own world. Every one of us has their own pervy side, as I can say.
Yeah, Megan.
I'm not gonna deny it. Sometimes I'm, because before there were actually a few people that actually cosplayed Kamen Rider. It's that character that wears underwear on the head. No, that was a thing before. There was actually So, yeah, it's fine if that's your hobby. Sure, go for it. But yeah, for those that doesn't want to get, like, you don't want that much people to be, you know, clinging next to you or random, just there are some people that would randomly just touch your butt out of nowhere. There have been some moments like that. So if you don't want those happening to you, make sure to bring a friend. And always be with your friend, so that you don't get harassed on in like even on public. That's yeah. And wear your character or when you're gonna wear that type of costume, do it at an event where there's lots of people. Don't go outside with it.
Oh my god.
No, honestly, don't go outside with it. You will get like a lot of offensive comments. Especially
from this is the country of every people everywhere. You get judged.
Yeah, you'll get a lot of offensive comments from grandparents.
And then also for didn't diba ate pag minor pa, don't for ano na pala. Sa mga minor cosplayers like 16, 17 below, don't force yourself to cosplay revealing clothes muna. You can wait for like 18 years old, you can cosplay everyone. But do it respectfully lang muna. Kasi may, may mga ganyan cosplay.
There are kids or there are actually adults that looks like they're under 18 but
yeah, mahirap no.
So people or kids that are minors but they look old. I'm just gonna say be careful and always bring
just be careful and extra careful
older than you or have a lot of friends with you. That's all I can say for them because I can't say who's a minor and who's not.
Just make it sure it's trustful friends. Huh? Yes. Trustful, huh?
And if someone invites you to go drinking, say no.
Just say no muna. Huwag niya pilitin sarili niyo makipaganda.
Don't try to be like everyone else. You're special in your own unique way. Be that way. don't do what everybody else has been doing. That will just make you the same as them and not unique. Being unique is actually a good thing.
Next question, ito. What should normies say or do to a cosplayer? Like, ano yung etiquette dapat ng normie sa cosplayer? What are the do's and don'ts?
Well, for normies, there's actually no boundaries most of the time. Don't force a cosplayer in doing something that she's not comfortable with. And also, please avoid using famous person's name on us because that's for me it's offensive. For some cosplayer it's not offensive, but to some cosplayer it's offensive. An example for that would be calling us Alodia or Myrtle. Or I guess I could forgive some people that said Sailor Moon when I was wearing Haruhi. Because it was it was still a sailor outfit in a way. But please don't, if you don't know our character, just say nice character. Just say nice character.
Okay, you can just ask them what character are you cosplaying.
That's actually even better. Ask them what character are they cosplaying. But if you're gonna name drop a famous person and tell that person, oh, Alodia!
Oh my god, friend, hindi ako si Alodia.
I am not a famous person. I am not that person. Don't try to sync me in with that person. Although, yes, I'm famous, but I don't want to be distinguished as them.
Oh.
I consider that offensive for me. I know that doesn't go with everyone.
Yeah, may ganun talaga. Minsan kinitake nila as a compliment or just shrug it off na.
Yeah, some cosplayer would just laugh it off, but inside they're like, what? What did you just call me? What?
Meron pang nga eh. There's like a boy, they do cosplayer and they called her like one of the characters from Mobile Legends. I forgot the name. Parang ganun.
Mobile Legends. Mobile Legend characters. So, yeah, just ask which character they're cosplaying. I'm sure.
Oh, we love that so much. Just ask us. We will be very happy to answer you.
Yes, yes, those are the do's and don'ts. By the way, thank you very much for the follow, Itsuka. I'm not sure if I said that right though.
Yeah, you actually said it right. Itsuka is our, ano, dito sa server din, members din sa server. So yeah.
Ooh, nice. I'm sorry, I cannot actually read the chat. The reason for that is because it's blurry on my end. I cannot read the chat on Facebook. For some weird reason, it's so blurry. So I can only read what's on my... on my Discord. I'm so... Or, sorry, on my Twitch. Why am I saying Discord? I'm all over.
It's okay.
I need a burger.
Ate, do you wanna take a break? Order ka muna ng food.
Order ka muna ng food.
I'm just gonna cook. Tag-ipon tayo ngayon. Ipon-ipon.
Ipon muna.
Ipon muna tayo.
Nabawi sa passport New Year. Ay, ako.
Yeah. Hindi nga ako namasko eh. Namasko ka ba, Ali?
Namasko, pero dalawa lang ata nagbigay. Wala yung mga...
hindi
mga ninong ko, wala. Wala pa akong bird, bigyan niyo muna ako pero...
When I received a gift this Christmas, we opened it on the New Year, after New Year. I believe we opened it like 2 days ago. We opened it just 2 days ago and I received 4 gifts but I only appreciated one.
Oh my god.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so ungrateful, but I don't really I don't see the use of the gift that they gave me, but thank you for the hydrate, but I don't have water with me.
Oh my god.
I will promise to drink water later.
Drink water, ate. Nako ba yan?
I will drink water later. I'm sorry. I don't have my tumbler with me. I'm so sorry.
Okay lang ata kahit like, ibuksan yung gift. At least ibuksan naman. Oh.
Yeah, we did. Oh. 82, there's no burger. I just said I wanted more burger. That's it.
Let's go with the next question, number 6. What can you say about the fan services during costly events? Example, Fabidon, Stephanie, choking them with their ties, etc.
With those kind of fan service, I'm just... Why? Why?
Mostly, they're like paid fan services.
Yeah, but those fan services are kind of like... Well, in some way, I guess the reason why they're open to it is because nothing else is gonna happen other than those given criteria.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's... I'm
may ano rin kasi? May ano rin kasi, it's like a family and kids event, diba? Yeah. Pero you have to choose a place to do it without everyone seeing you. Like, ano bang, sa hallway ng CR, as long as it's not, hindi nadadaanan ng mga tao, gano'n. Just to make sure you're safe, or kaya sa parking lot.
Safe, but kind of private?
Yes.
Be sure you have someone with you.
Yeah.
But,
and then, yeah, ano rin?
Those kind of fan service. That, when I even saw the picture, I was like, what? This is really
well, yun talaga.
This is happening? The fudge. What is the world coming to?
Talaga. Anything as long as it's about money, they'll do it to the normie. Ganun talaga.
82, get yourself a burger. And hi Carbello, welcome. We're actually talking about cosplay. Again.
Yeah, again.
This time I'm being interviewed.
Yes.
I'm not the one asking questions today.
We are interviewing you.
Well, Ali, we'll have our moment. Oh, we should do that sometime.
What?
Group, another introduction for our group.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sure. Maybe I'll do that. Okay. Sobrang lakas ng hangin. Sobrang lakas ng hangin na sarado yung pinto mo, sorry.
Yeah, it's been getting cold. But it should be getting hot, right?
Yeah,
it should be. Oh, never mind. So, February. Yeah, February is the coldest.
There are times na mainit sa ganitong panahon. Ay, sa month na to dapat eh. Pero,
yeah, no,
that's weather.
It's hot outside, but since it's February, it's and then
anyways, wala na tayo, lumalabas sa tayo, naging out of topic na tayo.
Okay
guys. Anyways, a last question for me is, does cosplay have limitation?
No.
Well, you?
Not if it's not sexual. I guess that would be the limitation if it's not too sexual. Other than that, there are, because it doesn't really have that much limitation, since that there are cosplayers that do photo shoots of like bikini with that character and it's still considered as cosplay, but there's like a private place for that elsewhere, so there's not really much of a limitation, not unless it's very sexual. Yeah.
Ah, yes. Yung limit, okay niya, understandable. Any age or ano, basta you're cosplaying the character, you're not doing something bad to the character, it's all good.
Yeah. But wait, Carbello, what? You want introduction for your viewers? What do you mean?
What happened?
I was Carbello said that you want introduction for your viewers. I'm not sure I get it though.
Well, I don't get it too. My brain is processing
our bellies are processing, not our minds.
Yeah, my belly.
But by the way, this is Ali and the rest of.
Oh, hello, hello viewers. Hello viewers, I'm Ali. Hello.
Yeah, we've been here for quite a while, and we've been talking about cosplay. You have to rewatch the video.
Yeah, you have to start.
Just rewatch it. Just rewatch.
Please, Atibal, that's all of my questions. I'm gonna pass the mic to.
Do not turn off cam.
Oh my god. I have to turn off. You need
yes,
to
Ali,
turn off.
Yes, Ali, stay there. Stay there.
Yes. Stay.
No, fine. I will stay. And thank for Atibal. I will stay.
We have to please the interviewee. Just stay
yes,
there.
I will stay here. I will.
Lubog sa kalooban.
Ito na yun yung part ng cosplay na ano. Enforced.
Forced
to do things. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Hi Val. Hello.
Hi.
How's the interview so far?
It's pretty chill, I should say.
Yeah, like the
some
weather.
Some are funny, but some are chill.
Like the weather.
You know, the weather? Uh-huh. I'm not sure. The blinds are closed, so I don't see the weather.
Why so naol? Lamig dito eh. Parang siya.
Sa all, malamig.
Ayun naman.
Ano?
Parang siya.
Malamig, parang.
Anyways. Moving on. This is gonna be short. So, medyo light lang naman yung mga questions ko. First off, what can you say to those who were starting cosplayers and to those na who wanted to do cosplaying?
Well, for those starting and wanting to do cosplay, I just say go with what you want and never let anyone else tell you what you should or what you shouldn't do. Not unless it's bad and you know
that it's bad. Of course, of course.
Other than that, I'd say go with what you want. Cosplay the character that you're in love with.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you would already know the character, so that's really no trouble or issues. I'm sorry, Alice. Ali, are you okay?
I'm sorry. I was trying to wink. I was trying to wink my eye, but not working.
Parang tumitirik na yung mata mo.
Sorry, si Ali talaga yung comedy namin lagi.
Sorry, in our famous podcast, with Ati Val talaga ako yung comedy. Comedyante.
Ali is our main comedian.
Yes.
Of the group.
Oh my god.
Continue, guys. There is silence all the time.
You should continue,
but Ali has literally, it's priceless.
Happy quiet.
But yeah, just go with what you want, and as long as you're happy, then that's good. If you're not comfortable with some stuff, just say no. Just outright say no. Don't force yourself into doing things that other people are forcing onto you. That's the best advice that I could give them, actually.
Yeah, just follow your heart.
At the top of my head. Yeah, just follow your hobby. And if you don't like it, then at least you've experienced it. And if you love it, welcome to the family.
Yun. Experience is big.
Yes.
Talikod mo na ako, so yeah.
Ayaw mo na tumitirik yung mga mata.
I want the front feature.
Oh my god. Why?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you guys want to daddy? Oh sure.
Oh sheesh.
Yeah.
You. What
you? Oh buddy, yes.
Oh wow. Oh wow.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yes.
So yun po, you can see that Val simping on Ali.
Yes.
Is it that noticeable? I was trying to hide it.
Huling-huli po sa recording.
Oh no. Okay, cover your eyes. You don't wanna see this.
Moving forward.
Okay, moving forward.
Continue, guys. Continue now. Huwag ako pag-tinu.
Basta dyan ka lang.
Yes, stay there.
So for my next question, it's kind of related to the first one. Ano naman yung mga learnings that you want to invite to your audience and to your community?
Learnings?
Yeah, like any advices or what do you want them to learn from you?
Just be chill.
Chill, bro.
Learn how to chill and relax. Don't stress much. It will just give you a headache.
True. Well, cosplaying is primarily for a hobby, so you don't have to stress yourself. Din naman, diba?
Yeah.
Although,
I can't say that for all people, because you know, some people, there are other factors that are stressing them out. Yeah. With that, my best advice would be do things at your own pace. The lesson that they could learn from me is that time usually goes fast, so cherish everything that you have and cherish all experience that you have with whatever is happening. And yeah, don't stress out stuff that cannot be resolved. There's to that.
Yeah, don't stress yourself to those events or ano na hindi mo na ma-handle. Kung ano lang yung kayo. I do know a lot of people na they do cosplays to relieve to their stress and yun sa mga personal na nangyayari sa kanila. So they go into the cosplay para kahit papaano makalayo dun sa mga ganung ano.
Actually, to be honest, more a lot of the people that I've known is that they do cosplay to escape reality.
Yeah.
And some of them, they do mostly cosplay to distress. And there are people that does cosplay it for some people, you know, there are people that do drugs. There are people that do smoke. There are also people that do drink a lot. But there are some people that do cosplay as an alternative for those. And I think that's a good thing. So with that, I'd say go with what you love. Mm-hmm. As long as you know you're not doing anything bad and you're not really hurting yourself or like hurting your body for it. So yeah.
Yeah, with limitations pa rin yun, ano? Di ba? Parang...
Yeah, with some limitations to yourself. If you know you can't do stuff or you, there's something that you can't do, don't push it. There's time.
Yes.
Mm.
So, what advices that you can give naman to those cosplayers that have, that are body conscious and, you know, yung mga old geezers now with cosplay that still want to cosplay?
Well, I have a friend who I'm so proud of. Should I name drop Ali?
Oh, I mean,
I see Ali.
Sure.
Yeah. Ali,
beep na lang, beep.
Beep.
Yes, we will beep that.
I'm not gonna say her name, but I have a few friends that, you know, are plus size. I'm actually now a plus size as well. And I'd say just do what you love as well. And don't mind other people if they're discriminating you for your body, because there will always be people like that. And honestly, they're not... If you take their words seriously, you're just gonna hurt yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So with those, just... don't mind them. As long as you know you're doing good and you're happy with what you're doing, just keep on doing it.
Yes.
Yep, as long as you're happy, keep doing.
Yes. And I'm sure a lot of people appreciate what you're doing, because there are some people that they don't have that much confidence, but when they see you, you actually become an inspiration for those people that can't do it themselves. That way they open up more, or they would start to like be confident with their own body as well. So just keep on doing what you're doing, and you know, be happy. As long as you're happy, everything will go just right.
Yeah.
Of course, don't do anything bad that's illegal or stuff.
Yeah. Pwera lang yun.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Yes.
Very bad.
Very bad.
Yeah, that's actually also prohibited here in the Philippines.
Diba?
Yeah, because in the US, it's actually a thing that they actually have even have a holiday for people that do drugs.
Yes.
Apparently. I've learned that from a friend of mine in the US. So, that's... Wow. That's all I can say. But here in the Philippines, that's a no. No.
Very, very X.
That's
yes.
Illegal.
Yes.
Do they just still do, get shot
just do
for
cosplay.
That?
Okay, what?
Yeah, just do cosplay.
Yeah. Again, I'm just checking. Oh no. I think that's all. Just one last question. Very short. Do you have any future plans or project that we can expect from you? Aside from streaming on Twitch. Hello Twitch. Hello chat.
Future plans for cosplay is depending with my current group with Ali. Actually.
Yeah.
So. I don't want to make people expect, so I would just say do not expect anything from me. But just be surprised.
Yeah, mas beta maging surprise na lang tayo.
Just don't expect, just be surprised. That's yes. The best way to put it.
Pero if you ever do meron like na, pwede kami pumunta, row 4 pwedeng pumunta if ever na meron kang pupuntang cosplay, dyan lang kami.
Yeah, I would actually update Ali so you can yes. Get the update from Ali.
Yes po.
But yeah, if I would do a run of it, you guys would know if Ali told you. She's also over here for you guys, or if she's over. For me, she's over.
Nito sa tapit. Hello.
You're on my left.
Am I right? Dito?
Nope. You're facing the other way. Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hindi ko makakayang heart.
Hindi mo kapag-heart yung avatar.
Okay, hi lang. Hello lang. Hello.
I can do that as well.
Hanggang hello lang.
Oo nga. Anyways, that's all for me. Thank you, Val, again, for answering this question. I think let's go now to Q&A. Freeze.
Oh, meet and greet. They're gonna ask the questions sa atin, Val. More questions. Hindi pasok pa rin.
Yeah. My God.
Pag BPO.
Tapusin na natin, no? Kuya Rolf, sponsors?
Yes. Saka din to si Kuya Rolf.
Saka din Kuya.
Ay, lucky. Anyways.
Alam na natin.
Pahingi po, Food Panda.
Ay! Before pala ng sponsors ulit, so Ate Val, you can take this time to plug in your socials pala, and if you have any of that week, like pwede naming abangan, ganun.
You don't have to wait for it because I normally stream on random times, unfortunately. If it is here in Philippines, I normally stream around 8-ish p.m. most of the time. It's always on random. I don't have any specific time ever since that we moved to a different group.
Yeah.
So there's no normals as of late because I also move places. But plugins, I do. I have Instagram, so you can just feel free to follow. It's Angel Valkyrie. No, it's Valkyrie_Tenchi. So that's one. I'm not. Anyway, Ali has my social, right?
Yes, I will. I will send it.
She can just, you know, put it on chat.
And
for
me,
guys on Twitch, you can actually just see my about sections. The plugins are there. Just feel free to click on one of those. I have Facebook, Twitch. Twitch. Which is already here. There are links down there. You know where to find. I can't say more than because I do not remember. Normally either Angel Valkyrie 23 or Valkyrie Tenchi. Yeah, those are just short ones. It's right just down below.
Yeah.
If you want to join my Discord server, feel so. Once you go to my Discord server, make sure to go to the rules and click the image down below so you can be an official member so that you can chat. Yep, that's about it.
Yes. Yep. Thank Those you for good. That, Ate. Yes. Oh, ano pang inaantay mo?
Hi. Hey, I already sent it on the Discord server. Sa announcement, it's all in there.
Yes, and we'll also be putting in her Ate Val's socials on the the videos.
Yes.
Sa description.
Description box.
So ayan.
Sponsors.
This podcast is powered by Anchor and Spotify. To all your podcast needs, you can go ahead and download that app to use it and start your podcast today. Maraming salamat po sa Anchor and Spotify. And this episode is also sponsored by Bilibili, your number one app for anime TV shows and gaming platform. Are you tired of annoying ads while watching anime? Bilibili's got your back. With almost 1,000 plus of anime that is licensed, you can watch your favorite anime in 4K quality without ads, anytime, anywhere. Also, if you are a VTuber looking for a platform to showcase your talent, you can go ahead and be part of Bilibili B-Star program with a fixed salary and generous incentives. You can earn money while building your support base with lots of anime users awaiting for you. Join now, Bilibili, 1 million dreams, 1 community. Pinoy comics, Pinoy creators, 1 community. Pwede mo nang puntahan ngayon for free. penlab.inc para sa mga dekalibreng kwento at sining galing exclusively sa imaginations, experiences, and mythologies ng Pinoy. Gusto mong makita kung paano tayo lumikha ng sci-fi, fantasy, comedy, romance, drama, or suspense? Punta na sa penlab.inc, Pinoy comics in one place.
And again, thank you for Bilibili and Penlab. And thank you so much for joining us tonight, Miss Valkyrie. If you want to see more of her, don't forget to follow her socials na ilalagay namin below sa description box. That's all for today. We will see you on our next class. Class dismissed.
Bye-bye.
Yes!
Bye.
Yes. Bye, guys. Thank you, Ate Val.
Thank you, Ate. Kalahati naman.